我们现在再打开第五章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 5.
第一节一直到第六节。
From verses 1 to 6.
我们轮流来读好不好？弟兄第一节，姐妹第二节。一、二、三。凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理属上帝的事情，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那蒙昧和失迷的人，因为他自己也是软弱受苦，故此他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪。这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙上帝所造，像亚伦一样。如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是再不向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上有一处说，你是照着墨基洗德的体系永远做祭司，你是照着墨基洗德的等次永远做祭司。请你读第五到第六节。
Verse 5, so Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, you are my son, today I have become your father. And he says in another place, you are priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
我们在这段里面就开始看到关于基督是祭司的事情。
In this passage, we see Jesus Christ as priest.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，因为你的恩、你的爱，吸引我们到你的面前，要领受你的话语，要明白你的真理。求主你自己启示圣经的真理，自己光照我们每个人的心，用主你自己自身的道来洁净我们的思想，用你永不改变的真理来坚固我们永恒的盼望。我们感谢，我们赞美你，我们把你无用的仆人交托给你，愿主你加给他力量，你与他同在，赐给他智慧与顺从，可以照着你的光照把你的真理传讲清楚，顺着你真理的意义，使我们众弟兄姊妹一同进到你吃不透风筝的奥秘中间。主啊，求主你大光照耀出来，使我们离开黑暗，给我们看见你的荣耀，看见你的尊贵，看见你的牺牲，看见你伟大的爱。你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你。阿们。
阿们。
我们在第一章一直到第四章已经思想了许多关于基督论的问题。
From chapter 1 to chapter 4, we have thought a lot about Christology.
就开始，希伯来书者告诉我们，耶稣是远远超过天上所有的使者的。
From the beginning, the author of Hebrews says Jesus is far superior to all the angels.
第二章告诉我们，这位超过天使的人，却曾经比天使微小一点，来到地上。
But chapter 2 tells us this person who is far superior to the angels was made a little lower than human beings.
第三章告诉我们耶稣基督比摩西更伟大。
And chapter 3 tells us Jesus is greater than Moses.
第四章告诉我们耶稣基督比约书亚更伟大。
Chapter 4 tells us Jesus is greater than Joshua.
第六章也告诉我们耶稣基督比亚伦更伟大。
And chapter 5 tells us he's greater than Aaron.
这样一步再一步，一次再一次。把希伯来人的思想把它打开过来。
Here we see step by step the ideas of the Hebrews have been changed.
希伯来人在他们的历史中间，这些人物占据了他们的思想，使他们感觉到他们的文化、他们的宗教是超过所有的。
In the culture of the Hebrews, they believe that all these people make their culture far superior than all other cultures.
这本书就给他们开通，给他们知道有一位是他们不认识，或者他们已经轻看藐视的耶稣基督，原是比所有最伟大的还更伟大。
This book tells them that this Jesus Christ, which they did not know and despise, is greater than all their heroes in their life.
希伯来书里面提到献祭，提到祭司的事情，是比新约任何一本书提的更多的。
Hebrews have more incidents and discussion on worship and priesthood more than any other New Testament book.
在前本新约里面提到祭司这个名词，一共有122次。
There are 122 occurrences of the word priest in the Bible.
最多记载这样的事的，就是希伯来书。
And most of it comes from Hebrews.
那么为什么要记载关于献祭的事情呢？
Why is there a need to record about sacrifices?
献祭的事情是旧约里面一个很重要，人与神之间 人应当尽的事情。
Because sacrifice is, was a very important thing that man did towards God.
而献祭的事情也是神特别在律法书中间对以色列人吩咐的事情。
And sacrifices is something that God commanded the Israelites to do.
所以献祭就变成整个圣殿里面祭祀里面最重要的一个事物。
The sacrifice therefore is the most important task of the priest.
那么人把什么东西献给上帝？
What are the things that we give in sacrifice?
是什么人有资格献什么给上帝呢？
And who is the person that will sacrifice the object?
所献的东西到底用怎么样的方法来献呢？
And what are the methods of sacrificing?
献这些祭物之后到底达到怎么样的果效呢？
What is the purpose of sacrificing?
这就是旧约里面很重要的内容。
These are the very important contents of the Old Testament.
犹太人认为他们与神之间有特别的一个特权。
And a special privilege for the Hebrews.
是别的民族所没有的。
These are something that is not for
other people. 希伯来民族是一个献祭的民族。
The Hebrews therefore are people of sacrifices.
旧约的侍奉是一个献祭的侍奉。
The ministry of the Old Testament is one of sacrifice.
希伯来人是一个献祭的人。
A Hebrew is a person who gives sacrifices.
他们懂得他们应当到上帝的面前来。
They knew how they should come before God.
不可以空手到上帝面前来。
They knew that they cannot come empty-handed.
他们应当把祭物带到上帝面前来。
They must bring sacrifices.
理当把祭物牵到这个坛祭坛的角那里。
And they will bring the sacrifice to the altar.
把上帝所喜欢的祭物献给上帝。
To give of what God wants and loves.
亚当的后代在第一代犯罪以后。
After Adam's descendant sin,
我们看见这个亚当的后代，该隐跟亚伯，他们都在献祭的事情上献出他们对上帝尽责任。
We see Abel and Cain in the matter of sacrifices being responsible towards God.
他们的献的祭是不一样的。
But their sacrifices were different.
该隐从他的事物中间拿一些东西当作祭品献给上帝。
Cain took some things from all that he possessed as sacrifice to God.
亚伯也在他的事物中间把他的一些的东西献给上帝。
In the same manner, Abel did the same thing.
从外表来看，好像是完全一样的一件事情。
On the surface, it seems to be the same thing.
但是神接纳了亚伯的祭，没有接纳该隐的祭。
But God was pleased with the sacrifice of Abel, but not Cain.
该隐到底献什么祭呢？
What kind of sacrifice did Cain do?
该隐所献的祭是在火场里面的东西。
It was something that he took from his farm.
因为他是种田的。
But because he was a farmer.
亚伯献祭是献给偷生的，就是他的牲畜，就是把羊献给上帝。
But Abel gave something which is a lamb.
那么这个呢，亚伯的祭为什么比该隐的祭更蒙上帝悦纳？
So why was one sacrifice more pleasing to God than the other?
如果你看到圣经希伯来里面的这个解释。
If you look at the explanation in the New Testament.
上帝对该隐说，我不接受你的祭。因为你行得不好。
God said to Cain that he does not accept his sacrifice because he is not a righteous man.
希伯来书告诉我们，上帝接受亚伯的祭，因为亚伯是用信心来献祭。
Hebrews tells us that God accepted the sacrifice of Abel because it was given in faith.
所以我们在这里看见两个层次。
Here we see two different areas.
一个层次就是行为与献祭之间的关系。
The first one is the relationship between our actions and our sacrifice.
第二个层次就是信心与献祭之间的关系。
And second one is the relationship between faith and sacrifice.
上帝说该隐，我不接受你的祭，因为你行得不好。
When God told Cain that his sacrifice was rejected because of his action.
这件事你不能反过来就说亚伯的祭蒙上帝悦纳，因为他行得很好。
You cannot turn around and say Abel was accepted because he did the right thing.
所以这样的从第一次献祭的事情上，就已经显出的恩典跟行为之间是不一样的。
In this matter, we can see that grace is different from actions.
如果因为亚伯所献的祭蒙上帝悦纳，我们就推测因为他的行为很好，所以蒙悦纳的话。
If we speculated that because Abel's sacrifice was accepted, he therefore had a good action.
那么整个新约里面圣灵所启示因信称义的道理就很难成立出来了。
Then this righteousness through faith cannot be established in the New Testament.
所以这样我们看见了从最早人犯罪以后，亚当的后代献祭就隐藏着一个很重要的原则，是圣经全本圣经的总原则。
From the very beginning, we see the general principle of the Bible in the matter of sacrifice by the descendants of Adam.
那个总原则是什么呢？
What is this general principle?
人不能凭着自己好行为来到上帝面前。
That is, man cannot come before God through his own actions.
因为罪人最完美的行为，不过像 污秽的衣服像破烂的衣服一样不能蒙上帝的眼啊。
The best of the sinners are like filthy rags, cannot be pleasing to God.
人到上帝面前来是凭着神的恩典。
We come before God through His grace.
对神的恩典的表达就是信心的表现。
The expression of our of the man towards God's grace is faith.
人蒙悦纳不是因为他的好行为。
We are accepted by God not through our works.
人蒙悦纳因为他对神有信心。
We are accepted by Him because of our faith in Him.
像圣经的原则，好到了希伯来书解释亚伯的祭蒙悦纳的时候。
When this is explained in the book of Hebrews about Abel's sacrifice,
就提到亚伯因为信就献了祭给上帝。
It tells us that because of faith, he offered his sacrifice to God.
这样就跟全本圣经里面一个原则，人非有信就不能蒙上帝喜悦，是完全一致的。
It is consistent with the biblical principle that without faith, we cannot be pleasing God.
那么你说，如果信心是上帝的恩典的话
，You may question if faith is a grace of God.
一个人能献信心的祭，岂不是上帝先施恩给他，他才能献祭吗？
When a person gives a sacrifice of faith, does it not mean that grace is upon him first?
是的。
The answer is yes.
神的恩典一定是先于人的反应。
The grace of God must be before the reaction of man.
如果神没有先把恩典赐给我们，我们连有信心向他表达都不可能。
If God did not first give us His grace, we cannot possibly have faith to express.
关于这一点，我今天不要太详细的解释。
I do not want to go into details here.
那我们的思想在堕落以后去产生一种逻辑性的反应。
But we have a logical reaction because of our fallen reason.
如果一个人的信心是从神而给的
，If a person's faith comes from God,
他就照着神给他的信心来对神回应的时候。这岂不是呢？表示他的回应是一种很自然的一件反应吗？
Does that not mean that he's reacting naturally since his faith comes from God in the first place?
如果另外一个人没有信心的话，
But if a person is without faith,
你怎么能怪这个人说他对神没有正确的反应呢？
Surely you cannot blame him for not having the right reaction.
因为神没有把信心给他。
Because God did not give him the faith.
神把信心给这个人，这个人就用纯正的信心对神反应，这是很自然的事情。
It seems natural that a person will react in faith to God if God gave him the faith.
那么神没有把信心给另外一个人，这个人就没有信心，也不能对神有正确的反应，那你要怪他吗？
So we cannot blame a person. It seems if he doesn't react in faith, if he's not given.
有一些人就是上帝，我不信你，因为你没有把信心给我。
Some people say therefore that God, I do not believe in you because you did not give me the faith.
他就盼望一生一世可以逃避上帝的审判，躲在自己这种理由的里面。
They hope to escape the punishment of God using these reasons.
是对不对呢？
Is this right?
这个不对。
Is this wrong?
因为上帝是不是有把信心给我们呢？
Did God give us the faith?
有。
The answer is yes.
上帝早已经把一些很基本的信心给每一个人，不论他是选民或者不是选民。
God has given us fundamental faith to everyone, the elect or non-elect.
如果不是这样的话，
if this were not the case,
上帝不会说人若非有信就不能得上帝的喜悦。
The Bible will not tell us that unless we have faith, we will not be pleasing
God. 因为来到上帝面前的必须先信有上帝，有信上帝后是寻求他的人。
Because those who come before God must first believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek after Him.
这个人到主的面前来。
When a person comes before God,
还没有听上帝的道。
He hasn't listened to His word.
他怎么能有信心呢？
How can he then have faith?
岂不是说信道是从听道而来的吗？
Is it not true that believing comes from hearing?
这个人没有听过上帝的道，来到上帝面前就需要有信心。这种信心是什么信心呢？
What kind of faith is it that requires a person to have before he comes before God?
所以我们需要把信心的层次一个一个分开来讲。
We need to understand the different areas and aspects of faith.
一种就是最基本的信心。
The first one is the most fundamental.
这就是从普遍启示中间所赐下来。
This comes from general revelation.
当一个人被造的时候，
When a person is created,
神已经把有关上帝的事情放在他的心里面。
God already placed in his heart things concerning himself.
所以他已经有了对神存在的信心。
He already had the faith that God exists.
这是超过眼见。
It is beyond his vision.
虽然我们自己不能看见上帝，
although we cannot see God,
借着所造之物，我们就看见上帝的永能同神性在里面。
But through the creation of God, we see His power and His eternity.
我们看见上帝的智慧，看见上帝的能力。
We see His wisdom and His strength.
所以神的智慧在大自然中间显明出来。
The wisdom of God is shown to us through nature.
神的能力在大自然中间彰显出来。
His power is manifested in nature.
Augustine 说，
Augustine said,
如果问鸟 为什么你唱的这么美的诗歌呢？
If you ask a bird why it can sing so beautifully.
如果问天说你为什么这么美的这个天说呢？
If you look at the heavens and say why are you so beautiful.
你问大海说为什么你这个水永远不枯干呢？
If you ask the ocean why you will never dry up.
如果你问走兽你们谁供应你们一切的需要呢？
If you ask the animals who supply your needs.
你看着大自然万有之后，
When you look at all there is in the nature.
你问他们说你怎么会变成这样的？
And you ask them how did you become like this.
奥古斯丁说他们就全部齐声回答你说是神把我们造成这个样子。
Augustine said they were all answered in unison that God created us this way.
所以这对神是存在的信心。
The faith that God exists.
对神是万有的创造者的信心。
The faith that God is the creator of all things.
信心不是信到从听到来这一句话所包含的内容。
This is not inclusive of the word believing comes from here.
换一句话就是说呢，每一个人没有听到以前，已经有那些基本的信心。
In other words, no matter who you are, before you listen to the word, you already have a fundamental faith.
那个信心是什么信心呢？
What kind of faith is this?
就是最基本的，神把它存在的真理种在我们里面那个种子的信心。
It is a fundamental seed faith that God exists.
他说凭着这个种子，你到主面前来。
And because you have this seed, you come before Him.
你信他存在。
You want to believe that He exists.
你就信你到他面前来，他会施恩给你。
You also believe that He will be gracious to you.
这就是变成信心的第二个层次。
It then becomes the second aspect of faith.
这样的人到主的面前来，主就把真理给他听到了。
When a person like that comes before the Lord, He gives him the truth.
用信心与所听得到调和。
And with faith, you combine it with the word you hear.
听得到就使你产生更进一步的信仰。
And the word will give you a further faith.
那第三步的信仰才叫做信道，是从听到来的。
And the third area of faith is in the category of believing comes from hearing.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以如果你问上帝啊，你没有把信心给我，所以我不能对你有正确的反应，你还要怪我吗？
So you cannot respond to God by saying, God, you did not give me the faith, so I cannot have the correct reaction.
上帝说你不要跟我争辩。
God will say, do not argue with me.
自从造天地以来。
Because since the creation of things,
上帝的事情,
the things concerning God,
人所能知道的,
what men can know,
已经显明在你心里,
is already revealed in your heart.
虽然你眼睛看不见,
although we cannot see it,
借着所造之物,
but through what has been created,
无可推诿,
it means that we cannot deny it.
所以每个人都有基本的信心。
Every one of us have fundamental faith.
这样子基本的信心的化言变成蒙福得救的信心，那只有真道才能做到这个事。
The only way where this fundamental faith can become a faith of salvation is through the word of God.
这也是罗马书里面由于信以至于信的道理之间所包含的过程。
This is the process said in the book of Romans from faith to faith.
现在我们回到献祭的事情上来。
When we return to the matter of sacrifice.
亚伯献祭的时候。
When Abel gave his sacrifice.
不是凭着他的行为献祭。
He did not give a sacrifice by his action.
虽然他的行为比他的哥哥该隐的行为好得很多。
Although he did have a better action than his brother.
但是他清楚知道人到上帝的面前不是凭着行为蒙悦纳。
But he knew that man does not come before God by his actions.
所以他是因信献上祭。
Because of his faith, he gave his sacrifice.
这个信不一定是因为听了道产生了得救的信。
This faith does not necessarily comes from hearing.
那么你说到底亚伯有没有听过道呢？
The question therefore is, did Abel listen to the word of God?
我自己的评论，他听过道。
My own assessment is he does.
他听过谁的道呢？
Whose word did he listen to?
听过一个牧师的道。
Did he listen to a pastor?
这个牧师姓亚的，名叫亚当。
The pastor is Adam.
所以亚当夏娃从伊甸园赶出来以后，
After Adam and Eve has been banished from Eden,
他们知道他们穿着用皮所做的衣服离开伊甸园。
They knew that they wore this clothes made of animal skin.
所以他们清楚知道最先犯罪的是他们，但是最先死的不是他们。
They knew clearly that the first person to sin was them, but not the first person to die were not them.
上帝用皮衣给他穿上。
God gave them clothing made of skin.
这皮衣哪里来的呢？
Where did this skin come from?
一定有动物剥了皮才有皮衣，对不对？
Surely it must come from the animals.
所以可能亚当就自己看见上帝杀了羊或者牛，把皮脱下来给他们当作衣服穿上。
Perhaps Adam saw God killing an animal and stripping it of its skin, making it into a clothing.
那一只在他面前被杀的羊或者牛，可能就在伊甸里面对他最好，他常常在一起玩的那些牛羊。
The lamb or the cattle that has been slaughtered probably is the good friend of Adam.
所以他就有这个观念：我犯罪，你死。
The concept of salvation therefore began in the heart of Adam when he realized somebody has to die for his sin. Adam and Eve probably started a small church. And asked Abel and Cain to attend the Sunday school.
他们讲到神是用血、用湿、用皮、用代替的牺牲来解决人的问题。
To help them understand that God used sacrificial love and sacrifice to solve our problems. Because before they had this skin clothing,
他是穿那个被树上摘下来的那个叶子做的裙子的衣服来遮盖他的羞耻。
They were wearing clothing made of the leaves from the tree.
上帝说不行,
and God said no.
我要用有血的祭来代替没有血的祭。
I want to use the sacrifice of blood to replace the sacrifice
without blood.
Take it down.
你用你自己的办法遮盖你的罪是不行的。
It is not right for you to use your own methods to cover your sin.
你要用我的办法来遮盖你的罪才行。
You must use my methods to cover your sins.
所以当他讲这些事的时候,
when he talked about these things,
主的学里面的学生就有两种,
there are only two types of students.
一种一面听一面很注意一面慢慢明白吸收里面的真理。
One would absorb the truth in the message.
另外一个一面听到一面玩指甲。
The other one just play with him.
他就看东看西,
and look around.
结果他听不进去了,
and did not understand the truth. And this person was
Cain.
The one who paid attention was Abel.
很可能亚伯是听过道理的人,
possibly Abel listened to the word.
他也听出福音派的信息来,
and heard the message of the evangelicals.该隐是听出关于行为、关于普通的现象、关于自然的情形，没有听出救赎性的真理在里面。 But Cain did not hear the truth of salvation, only the surface message.
所以当献祭的行动在神面前表现出来的时候,
so when the expression of sacrifices were made,
亚伯就照着信仰的原则来献祭。
Abel gave the sacrifice based on the principle of faith. And Cain gave the sacrifice based on the principle of
works.
Abel's faith is a faith that comes from the fundamental faith and also coming from listening to the word. It's possible both ways. Abel gave sacrifice based on faith. Cain did not do the same.
所以他就照着一些宗教条例、个人的功劳、一些规条的要求，就随便献祭。
By his own religious understanding, the rituals and the personal work, he just gave of a sacrifice.
那么上帝也说，该隐，为什么你献祭的时候没有信心？
God did not ask him why you did not have faith when you gave.
上帝不这么回答。
God did not answer him this way.
上帝说，你若行得好。
God said, if you have done the right thing,
岂不蒙悦纳?
Surely I will
be. 你若行得不好,
if you did not do the right thing,
罪必伏在你的门前,
the sin will come upon you.
所以这样的上帝就提到他的行为跟献祭之间的问题。
Here God addressed the issue between the action and the sacrifice.
一个人在罪恶的行为中间,
when we are sinful in our life,
再把他最好的献祭给上帝的母上帝约纳吗?
And we give the best that we have, will we be pleasing to God?
你可能行得好吗?
Is it possible for you to do the right thing?
你真的能够行得很好才献祭吗?
Can you do the right thing before you give up the sacrifice?
已经不可能了,
it is no longer possible.
因为亚该隐的行为是恶的。
Because his life is evil.
所以他就恨恶他的弟兄。
Therefore he hated his brother.
那么你说他的行为是恶的，怎么解释呢?
How do you explain this then?
因为他看见亚伯的祭蒙悦纳，自己献的祭不蒙悦纳，他就起来打死他的兄弟。
He killed his brother because he realized that his sacrifice was not accepted by God.
这个是献祭不蒙悦纳以后才犯的罪啊。
You may say that this is a sin that's committed after the sacrifice is not accepted. Does that mean that this person was evil from the beginning? What kind of standard did God use to say that his sacrifice is evil?
你说上帝是先见之明，有预知的功能，所以他知道他以后会杀兄弟，所以这种以后的行为不好，现在的祭他不蒙悦纳。
Perhaps you say that God is omniscient and know that he will kill his brother and so will not be pleased with his sacrifice. That was not the case. Because his life in a normal sense is already evil. So God did not accept his sacrifice.
男主也没办法来这个抵挡。
The murder of his brother is simply a proof that his life was evil and cannot be
solved. 更证明神的话是对的。
Again, he confirmed that the word of God is right.
从这原则，我们就知道什么叫做恩典，什么叫做主权，什么叫做审判和公义。
From this principle, we know what is grace, what is sovereignty, what is righteousness.
一个人得救是凭着恩典。
A person is saved through faith.
一个人得救是凭着信心。
He is saved through faith,
grace. 一个人得救是出于神主权赐恩给他。
It comes from the grace of God's sovereignty.
所以这样人就没有可夸的。
There's nothing for us to boast.
人就没有什么可以骄傲的。
There's nothing for us to be proud of.
一个人灭亡怎么样呢？
When a person is destroyed,
神不因为你没有信心给你的恩典，所以就审判你。
God is not judging you because you do not have faith.
神不因为你没有机会听到，所以就审判你。
God is not judging you because you do not have the opportunity to listen.
神审判你是按照你的行为来审判。
God judges you by your actions.
你个人没有按照所行的或善或恶来受报。
Every one of us will be judged based on what we have done in our life.
显出神是公义的。
He shows us that God is righteous.
照着你的罪来审判。
And he judges you based on your sins.
照着你的恶来审判。
And based on your evil deeds.
让神审判的人就显出他自己是公义的。
In this manner, it shows us that God is righteous.
神责备的人就显出他的是自己圣洁的。
And when God punishes us, it shows us His holiness.
向施恩的神是按照他的智慧中主权把恩典赐给人。
The gracious God gives us His grace based on His wisdom and sovereignty.
审判的神是按照你该受的报应行审判的公义在你的身上。
But the God of judgment gives you the judgment that you deserve based on His righteousness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
那么这个以希伯来民族就从这个下来变成一个献祭的民族。
Because of all this, the Hebrew people becomes a people of sacrifices.
那献祭是不是我个人与神之间的问题呢？
It sacrifice a matter between me and God individually.
五经书里面律法赐下来以后
after the law has been given in the first five books
我们看见就有一个特别的观念出来了
you see a special concept
就是祭司做中保的观念
the concept of the priest as the intermediary
你可以自己献上祭吗
can you give of your own sacrifice
上帝说不是
the Lord said no
你把祭物带到祭司那里去
bring the sacrifice towards the priest
你是献祭的人
you are a person that gives of the sacrifice
祭司就变成带你献祭的人
The priest becomes a person who represents you.
要你按手在这个祭物的头上。
He will put his hand on
表示你承认是你自己的罪归在他的身上。
To fulfill the fact that your sin is upon the sacrifice.
他被献作赎罪祭是为了代替你这个犯罪的。
As a sin of sacrifice, it represents you.
他的祭司就为你办理这位属于神的事情。
And the priest will do these things that is according to
God. 然后这个祭牲就为我们流血。
And the sacrifice will bleed for us.
祭司就站在神与罪人的中间。
The priest will stand between God and man.
他代表人献上赎罪祭。
He represents men to give sacrifices.
代表神宣布你的罪的赦免。
But represent God to announce your sins have been forgiven.
献祭的事情就变成有一个中保的观念在其中了。
The concept of the intermediary therefore exists.
那么你说祭司是谁选出来的？
But who selects the priest?
祭司是怎么有条件被选出来的？
With what standard was the priest selected?
这一章的圣经就告诉我们的。
This Bible tells us.
从人中间所选出来的大祭司。
The high priest that has been selected from
人中间选出来的中保。
Has been selected from between you and me.
这样他可以代表人。
He can represent
him. 他自己也是人。
Because he himself is human.
Leon Morris 说，这个要从他自己的同类中间选出来。
Leon Morris says that he ought to be selected from his own kind.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
你说以色列的祭司。
You are a priest of Israel.
就要在以色列的中间选出来。
And you must be selected from among the Israelites.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我问你，旧约的祭司是哪一种人可以做的呢？
In the Old Testament, who can become the priest?
只有一个。支派的人可以做祭司。
Only from one tribe.
那个支派是什么支派呢？
What tribe is this?
就是利未支派。
That's the tribe of Levi.
为什么只有利未支派？
Why only from Levi?
以色列不是有十二个支派吗？
Isn't there 12 tribes?
有流便支派。
Reuben.
西面支派。
Simeon.
犹大支派。
Judah.
利未支派。
Levi.
以撒迦支派。
Israel.
西布伦支派。
Zebulun.
还有这个拿弗他利支派。
Nephilim.
还有犹大支派。
Judah.
还有便雅悯支派。
Benjamin.
有许多的支派。
Many tribes.
为什么只有利未支派可以做祭司呢？
Why only one tribe?
这就是当律法赐下来的时候，这个支派对神所做的一个回应。
It is because of the response of this tribe when the law was given.
摩西在山上40昼夜 与神交通的时候
，When Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and nights，
百姓在上面等等等等。
The people were waiting below.
他们等了不耐烦了。
They were impatient.
他们就坐下车起来玩耍。
And they started to have a celebration themselves.
在他们的中间就有一些错误的观念变成谣传出来讲了。
There became a rumor among themselves.
我们不知道那位摩西现在在哪里。
We do not know where this Moses is now.
那位把我们从埃及领出来的摩西可能现在死在山上了。
This person who brought us out of Egypt probably is dead.
他已经上山40年40天还没有下来。
He has been there 40 days and nights.
所以我们到底要怎么办呢？
What should we do then?
那个时候呢，他们就找到一个摩西的哥哥。要他负责任。
They found the brother of Moses and wanted him to be responsible.
就是亚伦。
That's Aaron.
那么亚伦当时的责任是怎么样的责任呢？
What was the responsibility of Aaron?
亚伦在以色列人出埃及的时候，他的角色是什么角色呢？
What role did he play in the Exodus?
原来摩西领受神呼召的时候。
When Moses received the call of God,
讲了一句很特别的话语。
He said something very special.
我是没有口才。
He said, I'm not articulate.
所以你不要拣选我。
So please do not call me.
你不要呼召我。
Do not call me the ministry.
更不要差派我。
Don't send me.
为什么你要把差派我到法老的王宫里面去计较这个事情呢？
Why do you send me in front of Pharaoh?
我是没有口才。
I'm not a person who can speak.
这句话到底是说谎，或者借口推辞，或者是不承认自己的才干呢？
Was this a lie or this an excuse?
他说：“上帝，我是没有口才的。”
He said, "God, I cannot speak well."
上帝没有说我来辩论你到底有没有口才，你是不是说谎？神不做这样的事情。
God did not debate with him.
神把最根本的一句话问出来：是谁造你的口？是谁造你的舌头？
God gave him a more fundamental answer: Who made your mouth and your tongue?
你无论对神讲什么话，他是用忠言者处理你，他不会跟你卷在你的辩论里面的。
It doesn't matter what you say to God, He's not interested in debating with you, but He will use His general principle to answer you.
到了新约圣经，我们才发现摩西那句话不是很正确。
In the New Testament, then we realize that Moses was not very accurate in what he said.
我不讲摩西不诚实。
I'm not saying that he was lying.
我是说他不正确。
I'm just saying he's not accurate.
为什么呢？
Why?
这里面有很大的可能性是我们要讨论一下的。
There are some possibilities that we should look at.
因为新约圣经告诉摩西在埃及地修了当时一切的学问。
The Bible tells us that he was knowledgeable in the land of Egypt.
当时的埃及比中国的仰韶文化、中国的龙山文化更高得多了。
At that time, the Egyptian civilization was of a more advanced stage than China.
当时的埃及在祖前3000-4000年已经可以建了最大的建筑，就是金字塔。
It was about 4,000 years before Christ, and they had the greatest building, and that's the pyramid.
中国到永乐大帝建世界最大的王宫的时候，还是用木头来建的。
But China built the greatest palace using wood.
当然，秦始皇建万里长城的时候是很伟大的工程。
Of course, the Great Wall was a great engineering feat.
但是，埃及的金字塔的构造同里面的工程的相比呢？基数那边是高得不得了。
But in comparison with the Egyptian pyramid, the Egyptian pyramid is much more advanced.
建筑金字塔的这些石头，每一块大概是2500-3000公斤。
All the rocks that was used for the pyramid is about 2,500.
所以石头压在石头上面的时候，一些沙就从空隙的中间流出来，以后就粘得很紧了。
Rock upon rock are stacked upon each other, and the sand will flow out and join them together.
比万里长城的建筑是更费心思、更多的技术。
It needs a lot more technology than the Great Wall.
不但如此，当时建筑的这个金字塔的缝口面对哪一颗星，经过多久又会再对准那颗星，现在算是准确的。
And there is a calculation of the constellation based on the gaps on the pyramid, still accurate today.
摩西的时代是当时最有学问的一个大帝国。
The era of Moses was a time with the greatest knowledge.
埃及的学问是世界最最尖端的知识。
And they were the most advanced in terms of knowledge.
圣经说的摩西学了当时一切埃及人的学问。
The Bible tells us that he had all knowledge of the Egyptians.
不但如此，他说话行事都有才能。
Not only that, he was talented in his speech and in all aspects.
圣灵证明摩西是有口才的。
The Holy Spirit therefore affirmed that Moses could speak well.
为什么摩西对上帝说我是做口笨舌没有口才的人呢？
But why did Moses say I am not a man of speech?
我不说摩西说谎。
I'm not saying that he was
lying. 我说他讲的不正确。
I'm just saying he's not accurate.
为什么不正确呢?
Why?
可能是因为他一见法老王，他就自卑感了。
Perhaps because he feels insufficient when he sees
the Pharaoh. 可能想到要对这个大王来讲，把以色列从埃及出来，我的口才是不够派上用场的。
Perhaps he thinks that in front of Pharaoh, it is not good enough in the way I speak.
所以我不愿意随便下定论。
So I cannot draw a conclusion.
今天很多年轻的传道人看到以利亚就把他大骂一顿，摩西大骂一顿。 他自己做以利亚的徒弟都没有资格。
A lot of preachers today will criticize Moses or Elijah, but they themselves are not even fit to be their disciples.
摩西说我是猪口笨舌的。
Moses said, I'm not a man of speech.
上帝说谁创造你的口?
And God answered, who made your mouth?
是谁创造你的舌头?
Who made your tongue?
他没有办法再拒绝了。
And he could not reject.
一定要遵循这件事情。
He need to fulfill his
will. 一定要顺服上帝的父亲。
He must be obedient to God.
一定要去见法老。
He must go see Pharaoh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当他讲我猪口笨舌的时候,
But when he said that he is not articulate,
上帝照着你所讲的，就用一件事情来给你，成为你自己讲话要负的责任。
And by what you say, God wants you to be responsible towards him.
我要派你的哥哥亚伦与你同去。
God sent Aaron, his brother, with him.
他要带你说话。
He will speak for you.
所以他变成你与法老中间的一个中保。
And he becomes the intermediary between you and Pharaoh.
在以色列人离开埃及的时候，亚伦的角色就是替摩西传讲神旨意话语的那个中保。
And in the matter of Exodus, Aaron's job was to represent Moses to tell them of God.
所以亚伦的这份不是人选出来的。
And his job was not because of men.
但是亚伦是从人选出来的。
But physically he was selected from among men.
亚伦的工作不是人意把他挑选出来的。
But his work was not because of men.
甚至也不是摩西自己请哥哥出来，就群带风，我做先知，你做先知的代言人。
He was not even appointed by his own brother.
是神自己选出来的。
He was appointed by God.
亚伦又做了大祭司。
He became the high priest.
这个荣耀是神给他的，不是人给他的。
This glory was given to him by God, not
for him. 代表摩西面向君王。
He represented Moses in front of the king.
这个职分是很尊贵的。
This was a position of honor.
那我要问你, 亚伦跟摩西都是哪一个支派呢?
Let me ask you, from which tribe did they come from?
都是利未支派。
They were Levites.
我们刚才提到了一下雅各12个儿子的名字。
We mentioned the 12 names of
them. 流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒、加西布伦、拿弗他利、又是便雅悯。 这12个支派中间呢，摩西、亚伦都是从利未支派生下来的。
Both Moses and Aaron came from the tribe of the Levites.
这个支派呢，是不是因为亚伦对他们的关系，或者他们本来有对神敬畏的心，以至于他们表现出与所有支派很不同的一种反应？
Why would they chosen? Was it because this tribe is a special tribe from the very beginning?
所以他们对神的反应很特别。
Then therefore they have a special reaction.
所有的支派不一样。
And different from all other tribes.
摩西从山上下来的时候,
But when Moses came down from the mountain,
手里带着两块很重的法板,
he took two very heavy tablets with him,
是神亲手写的十条诫命,
written by the very hand of
God. 他把这些诫命带到山下, 要教导全世界唯一蒙拣选的百姓的时候,
when he wanted to speak and teach the selected people of God,
看见以色列人正在做一件违背上帝的事情。
He saw that the Israelites are doing things that are against the will of God.
他们在那里载歌载舞,
they were having a celebration.
他们在那里敬拜金牛犊,
they were worshipping the golden calf.
他们说这就是耶和华,
and they say that this is Jehovah.
耶和华就是这只牛,
Jehovah God is this calf.
就是这个耶和华把我们从埃及带出来,
it is this calf that delivers us from Egypt.
摩西听见这些话, 他完全不能再忍受下去,
and Moses was not able to take it anymore.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我要教导你们离开埃及的偶像, 归向创造天地万物独一的上帝，竟然你们把这些牛犊代替创造天地万物的耶和华。
Because he wanted to teach them to leave the idols of Egypt, but now they are all worshipping an idol.
你可以想象摩西心中何等痛苦。
You can imagine the pain Moses had in his
heart.
Just when he was about to teach them to follow the will of God,
眼巴巴看见他们把上帝变成一只小牛犊。
They see them transforming God into a golden calf.
这金牛犊哪里来的?
Where did this calf come from?
这金牛犊是亚伦替他们做出来的。
It was made by Aaron.
所以亚伦在这件事上是犯了很大的罪，对不对?
He sinned greatly in this matter.
当然是的。
Of course he did.
为什么上帝不刑罚亚伦?
Why did God not punish him?
因为他的身份是代表耶稣基督。
Because he represented Jesus Christ.
神暂时让他不受这种刑罚。
And God did not punish him temporarily.
那亚伦怎么样来对以色列人做这件事情呢?
Why did he do things like that?
他说你弟弟在哪里?
They asked, where is your brother?
他把我们带出来,
he brought us out of Egypt. Where is he now?
我们现在在旷野,
we are in the wilderness. He's up in the mountains.
他就退休是吗?
Was he retired?
退太久了,
he's gone too long.
40天不下来,
for 40 days.
我们怎么办?
What are we to do?
我们还要相信吗?
What can
我们停在旷野吗?
We are in the wilderness.
谁照顾我们呢?
Who's going to take care of us?
你的弟弟是我们的领袖,
your brother is an irresponsible leader.
那亚伦怎么办呢?
What did Aaron do?
亚伦没有摩西的灵性。
He did not have the spirituality
of Moses.
He did not have the accurate understanding of God. And he compromised with the people. In the concept of the people, God has a shape. In Egypt, they saw the Egyptians worshipping the idols. They worship God of the sun. The God of the flies. The God of the birds. All kinds of animals. And all these had an image. And they are used to such worship. We cannot see our leaders now. Please be responsible.
亚伦就是把你们从埃及人所抢夺的黄金拿出来。
Aaron said, give me all the gold that you took from the Egyptians.
这个黄金拿出来用火把它烧了又就融化。
And they melted the gold.
然后摩西,亚伦讲了一句谎话。
And Aaron said something.
他说这样吧,它融化之后就出现一只牛犊出来了。
He said that after the gold was melted, the calf just appeared.
他说这就是耶和华。
And he said, this is Jehovah. It is the calf that delivered you from the Egyptians. And all of them worship
him.
And as they worship
him,
they combine Jehovah with
the cow.
The more they worship
him,
they were celebrating
there.
And they were adulterous.
放松道德,
and they were morality corrupt.
真神的信仰对神圣洁的认识常常是人类道德的基础。
The foundation of man's morality is the correct understanding to God.
对神圣洁的了解,
the holy understanding of God.
The understanding of God's holiness is the foundation of human ethics. 这就成了人真正道德的根基了。
It becomes the true foundation of our morality.
当人对神论乱来的时候,
when we do not understand the doctrine of God correctly,
当人对神的信仰松懈的时候,
when we do not have a correct strict understanding of God,
道德就败坏了,
our morality will come down.
也就是的人这种道德的败坏是需要四条诫命的教导才对。
And because of this decadence, there is a need for the Ten Commandments.
摩西就是说大发脾气。
Moses was furious.
他看见他辛辛苦苦把以色列
He saw the people being decadent after deliverance from
Egypt.
And he threw and destroyed the two tablets.
你敢吗?
There you do you dare to do this?
李光耀自己亲笔写的字, 你敢撕破?
Do you dare to tear away things that are written by the senior minister?
你怎么回去见他?
How are you going to answer to him?
现在不是李光耀的信,
but this is not a letter from the senior minister, not from the president.
这是神自己写的圣条诫命。
It is a word written by God himself. And Moses broke it.
我问你,
let me ask you this.
我问你一个很重要的话,
a very important question.
为什么摩西这样生气的时候,
why was Moses so furious?
这样摔破上帝的法板的时候,
at this stage where he broke the tablets.
为什么这一次上帝不向他发怒?
But why was God not angry with him?
是不是上帝刚好在睡觉?
Was it because God was sleeping at that time?
不知道他在做什么?
He did not know he did that.
醒来已经破了。
When he woke up, it's already broken.
好了,我刚才来不及拦住你,没有办法。
Since he cannot stop him, no
我再问你啊,
price. Let me ask him.
摩西生气到这样厉害,
he was so angry.
甚至把上帝亲手写的话把你摔破, 为什么上帝对他不发脾气?
So much so that he destroyed the tablet written by the hand of God.
你用半分钟讨论一下好不好?
Discuss this.
现在讲话,
discuss this for a while.
大家你回答我,
why was this the case?
为什么神不发脾气?
Why was God not angry?
With you?
Why was God not furious?
快快讲, 不讲的, 马上上来。